This is PodTech.net. I'm Matt Kelly for The Next Gear, and I'm here at the Los Angeles Alternative Car and Transportation Expo at the Santa Monica Airport, and I'm joined by Joanne Armenta from Clean Cities. Joanne, tell me about your organization.
The Clean Cities program is the Department of Energy program that was conceived under the Clinton administration for the research and development and deployment of alternative fuels and alternative fuel vehicles. And the coalitions are nationwide. I'm a coordinator for the Southern California region. I'm tasked with creating partnerships for the deployment and conversion of federal fleets, from city fleets to even public private fleets, from petroleum-based fuels to alternative-based fuels. Also assisting the cities to procure funding to help offset the cost in developing the infrastructure to support the vehicles.
And what are the challenges of your mission?
Oh, the challenges are probably the disconnects. The disconnects between those who are, like, for example, this event. This event was conceived by behind the idea of outreaching to the general public, which is a huge disconnect. The general public, I believe, are entitled to know what's available and viable today, because people are screaming for change. They know it's an important issue, concern, that's petroleum driven economy, so to speak, and what's on the horizon is frightening, to say the least. So I think the outreach and the education is a huge missing disconnect. So I'm very excited about this event in particular, because it was driven with that concept of outreaching to the general public, because I believe that it's the general public that's going to actually drive the change.
How's the reaction been?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's so wonderful. I am just so happy to be here, because we talk to the choir every day. You know, we have annual events. We have events all the time that are, it's industry driven. This event is not industry driven. It's actually driven for the general public. Mm-hmm. So that's what's really exciting in you. Also, I think the disconnect and the challenge that we have is the next generation. And so what we're doing with my stakeholders and my partners in my region, I partnered up with educators and legislators to educate them and do outreach and a whole demonstration projects, because there's so much funding out there for education to bring in the knowledge. And so we're outreaching to schools, middle school, high schools, to drive those that population into the awareness and also into the field of servicing these vehicles, technical assistance, because that's also a huge gap.
What is your opinion in terms of what more the government needs to do?
Well, I think the government has done a lot of the R&D that they're going to do. I think it's up to the general public and the private sector to really push the agenda forward. I don't know that it would be wise to depend on the government to create the change that needs to happen. I think it's incumbent upon the people to drive this change. And I know I trust the people to make the change.
And where can we find out more information about Clean Cities?
Well, you can go to our Clean Cities website at thepartnership.org. And so it's THE-partnership.org. And there you can link into the Clean Cities program. And from the Clean Cities website, we have an array of resources and links to what's going on in the industry today.
Joanne Armenta of Clean Cities, thanks for being on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.